Okay, folks, here's your Wednesday hump day forecast. Unfortunately, the ridge of high pressure that has been giving us the sunny, dry weather we've enjoyed over the last few days is flattening, weakening, and getting pushed off to the east by a trough of low pressure that is strengthening and moving towards the area. This means that while we start out with sunny skies today, with the winds becoming southerly 5 to 10, the high temperature climbs to near 67. Things will change tonight as the first of several systems brings some clouds and a slight chance of some mainly light rain into the area by around midnight. The winds diminish with the lows tonight near 46. We dry out some tomorrow with the high temperature again near 67. Then we have another slight chance of rain, then rain showers as a low pressure area approaches tomorrow night's low down near 49. From here on, the models offer a different array of outcomes that offer a variety of rain and wind forecasts for the area in the coming days. Obviously, this is making the forecast a little more difficult, but here it goes. Friday, we see that low pressure area dropping southward along the Washington coast. But again, the models have not settled on how strong this low will be, which makes forecasting the rain and winds more difficult. It looks like we'll also see an atmospheric river event that potentially could bring the region some heavy rain and stronger winds early Friday morning, especially along the coast. Here in the valley, we start out with morning showers. Then the precipitation increases later in the day, and we add a chance of thunderstorms. The winds becoming southerly 8 to 12, gusting to 25 to 35, the high temperature near 63. We see more of the same, including the gusty winds and the chance for thunderstorms Friday night, the low near 47. Rainfall totals for Friday range from 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches, depending on the strength of the low. With Friday's system moving out of the area, Saturday we see yet another system moving in. This means we again start out with some morning rain or rain showers that turns to showers with possible thunderstorms in the afternoon when the high temperature only makes it to around 55 degrees. Look for more showers and possible thunderstorms Saturday night, the low dropping to near 41. As this low appears to be a little stronger than Friday's, there's a chance of seeing stronger winds depending on the course this low pressure area takes. Some of the models say winds could be gusting to 25, while a few others kick it up as high as 50. For now, we go with the winds 14 to 18 gusting to 30 to 40. These higher winds could cause issues with any trees still full of leaves that would be sitting in some saturated soil. The rain continues Sunday with yet another system moving across, and just as before, the models vary on how close the low's path will be. Closer equals higher winds, further offshore equals less winds, so confidence in a solid wind forecast is low. The models have almost a 30-mile-an-hour difference in their forecasted gusts. Another element creeping into the picture relates to the cold air moving in. The high temperatures here Sunday are forecasted to be in the low 50s, while the overnight lows drop into the upper 30s. This brings the question, what will the snow be in the Cascade Passes? Well, it appears the snow level in the Santiam Pass will be falling to around 4,500 feet and possibly down as low as 3,500 feet Saturday night into Sunday, putting somewhere between 4 to 8 inches of snow in the passes with a chance of over 18 inches possible above 5,500 feet. After all this fun, looks like we see more rain on Monday with a chance still on Tuesday. The long-range model suggests we start out all over again around the middle of next week. So, as I always say, get ready to get ready. It looks like the weather impact chances are increasing already for this winter season. Until Friday, this is meteorologist Gordon McCraw saying, stay safe, everyone.